It's here and now, and it's being called the house call of the future. Crews that rush to respond when you call 911, but instead of taking you to the emergency room, they treat you right there. Community paramedicine, as it's being called, is a growing trend across the country. The goal is to bring down hospital costs. Some have questions. We'll get the big picture in a minute. But first, let's hear what's happening in and around Gainesville, Georgia. David Kimbrell is fire chief and director of emergency management in Hall County, Georgia. And David, we understand you have a community mobile team that's been operating for a few months now. Why? What were the problems you saw, and how is it going?
It's going very well. Thanks for asking. We started this because we began to see an increase in non-emergency 911 calls for service. This was people accessing health care through 911, which we discovered is the most expensive way to access that care.
And what were some of the problems people had? What are the reasons they were calling?
Pain in their knee that was not, that was a chronic pain, or high blood pressure that they were not taking care of themselves and not following doctor's orders. Also, we were seeing more and more people calling 911, and our medics were treating them on the scene, and then we were not being reimbursed for that because a paramedic has to transport in order to be reimbursed by insurance and Medicare, Medicaid.
Yeah.
So we were able to utilize a nurse practitioner. So the nurse practitioner and paramedic teams up as the mobile care team. Then if they go out and treat a patient, then it is reimbursable through the nurse practitioner's license.
Okay, so let's hear about this new plan. You've got a nurse practitioner and a paramedic who go out. We're reading in some places that have done this, it's not an ambulance. It's maybe an SUV that's stocked with things that maybe an ambulance doesn't even have, more kind of treatment things. What does it look and feel like, the team?
They're able to do blood draws and do some analytical test on the scene. They have a centrifuge. They can spin down blood to do various blood tests on the scene. None of those things are done by paramedics on the scene.
No.
So if you think about healthcare, we're basically going back to the old house calls by the doctor, an extension of the doctor's office through the nurse practitioner.
Huh. A couple things. Who decides who should go out when that 911 call comes in?
We use a system that uses algorithms. So we've determined the non-emergency, high propensity for no transport types of calls, and that's what the mobile care team is dispatched on through our 911 system.
We understand another benefit of these teams is that they can do regular care. They can regularly visit, let's say, the elderly, check around the house, make sure they have their medication, make sure there are no rugs that they can slip on. Is this something you're using these teams for as well?
It is. We've tried to address some of our top users of EMS that we felt like did not need to go to the ER. Our top user was a lady who had some blood pressure problems, but she was very scared. So she would take her blood pressure several times a day and call 911 and want an ambulance to come out. That resulted in a lot of cost.
By the way, can you give us that price tag? I mean, to bring an ambulance out?
The charge for an ambulance is $775 plus patient-loaded mileage.
Wow.
$12 a mile.
That's a lot of money for a woman who sounds like she's scared and maybe a little lonely.
It is. And so the mobile care team is able to go out and visit with her. There's much less cost with the unit that they drive, which is basically an SUV. She is just ecstatic with the service and the attention that she's getting. In fact, last week, she actually called them before they were able to call, and she said, "I just wanted to check in and tell you that I was doing okay."
Well, hold on, David Kimbrell, because I think we have Scott Phelps on the line. Scott Phelps is a former paramedic and emergency management consultant, professor of disaster science at the Emergency Management Academy. So, Scott, we've just been hearing from David Kimbrell there in Hall County, Georgia. They are loving this community care mobile team that they have. Your thoughts?
You know, we tried this in 1995 in Red River, New Mexico, and what we found after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars was that it didn't actually save any money or actually improve care. And so they abandoned it. And now, but 8 years later, it's the topic du jour.
But isn't that because, and I could be wrong here, but isn't that because in Red River, they had people pay for these visits?
They were actually going to charge people a pretty minimal fee, something like $20, to be seen by a community paramedic. And what they found was that there just wasn't the demand for it. People love their community paramedics, but they just didn't associate the paramedics with providing primary care. And we already have people in most communities in the United States that provide primary care, and those people are nurses.
Well, but nurses don't have a way to respond to a 911 call. I'm wondering, you are a former paramedic, could it be that maybe paramedics are nervous about this, that this might replace what's become kind of a booming and much appreciated business, the ambulance that responds to a 911 call?
You know, I don't think paramedics are really anxious about being replaced because all the data shows that the number of ambulance calls across the country and actually across the world are increasing at about 5% a year. The problem is that very few communities have sufficient numbers of paramedics. There is extraordinarily high turnover, and that was one of the key conclusions of the 1995 Red River Project, was that with the high turnover, the training costs just sort of add up very quickly. Mm. In career fire service models, where you're going to have staff staying for 20, even 30 years, that wouldn't be nearly as much of a concern, but you know, probably about a third of this country has services provided by private paramedics. And I think there's a lot to be said for the non-clinical safety services, the ability to sort of just improve the community's health and eliminating those ambulance calls to begin with.
You mean a program that sent people out to help the elderly to put nightlights up?
And there's a lot of fire departments in America that will check your smoke detector battery every time they come to your house on an ambulance call. Arlington County Fire Department, actually, they carry nightlights in the officers' turnout gear. Hmm. And those kind of systems both don't involve any sort of clinical training, don't involve permission from anybody. You can put them in place right away. And then we wouldn't be stepping on any other clinician's toes.
Stepping on toes, though, that's key. Thank you, Scott. Scott Phelps is a former paramedic who now teaches at the Emergency Management Academy and thinks community paramedicine doesn't always work. We also heard from David Kimbrell, fire chief and director of emergency management in Hall County, Georgia. He says it's working in his community just fine. But those stepped on toes, might that be the problem? We'd love to know, is your town trying this? What's the outcome there? Let us know at hereandnow.org.